Let us all say amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Amen. Welcome. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Thank y'all for coming to the Men's Day pre-musical. This is your welcome. God is good. And all the time. We will have Brother Doug Andrews come and read the scripture. And Brother Reverend Craig Edgley with the prayer.
Scripture for today is from 2 Timothy 3, 14 through 17. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The word of the Lord.
Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, most righteous God, Lord, we come to say thank you. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love, Father. We recognize and we realize, Father God, that if it had not been for you on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be, Father God. So we thank you, Father, for every mountain that you brought us over. We thank you, Father, for every valley that you've brought us through. Father God, we thank you for keeping us better than we could have ever kept ourselves, Father. You've been good to us, Father. You've kept us over across all generations, Father God. You've kept us across all these geographic regions, Father God. You've watched over us as we slept in slumber, Father God. You've kept us from danger, seen and unseen, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come today, Father God, as men of God, Father God, to celebrate your holy and righteous name. Father God, we come to lift you up and to magnify you, Father God. We come to honor you, Father God. We come to give you our best praise, Father God. We recognize, Father God, that you deserve our honor, Father God. You're more than worthy of our honor. You're more than worthy of our praise. You're more than worthy of our blessings, and Father God. So we lift you up right now, Father. And we ask, Father God, that you would come into this place, Father God. We ask that you would inhabit the praises of your people today, Father God. We ask that you would come and dwell in the midst of us, Father God. Pour out your spirit upon this house, Father God. Lord, where somebody's in need of deliverance, Father God, we ask that you would be our deliverer, Father God. Somebody is sick, Father God. We ask that you would be our healer, Father God. Somebody, Father God, is under a stronghold, Father God. We ask that you would break every chain, Father God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that you would bind up the spirit of fear and bind up the spirit of distraction and bind up any spirit that's not of you, Father God, that you see in us, Father God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would pour out your spirit upon your people, Father God, that as we worship you today, we worship you in spirit and in truth. And then, Father God, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you, from every note that's lifted up on the instruments, Father God, we pray that you would get all of the honor and the praise and the glory. Every melody that's sung from the choir, Father God, we want you to get all the honor, the praise, and the glory, Father God. It's not about us, Father God, but it's all about you, Father. So we ask in the name of Jesus that you would have your way in this service, Father God. Oh, Lord, have your way, God. Have your way in the singing, Father God. Have your way in the musicians, Father God. Have your way in the congregation, Father God. And we'll be careful to give your name all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord, we ask that you would bless our pastor. We ask that you would bless our congregation. We ask that you would bless the musicians and the choir, Father God. We need you to be with us, Father God, as we continue to progress through this service. In Jesus' name, we ask you and pray. Amen and thank God.
I am. Keep playing. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, in war 93.
I am on the battlefield for my Lord.
Who's on the battlefield? Who's on the battlefield? Let me stop.
I tell you, I feel all right. Amen. Thank God for our men today. Thank God for that powerful prayer, Brother Craig Edgley. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And I just want to welcome you to our men's pre-men's day musicale. And thank you so much for coming out. I know it's a little cool in here, right? but the spirit came to make you hot anyway, right? You say not that kind of heat. Thank you so much. We're happy to see Pastor Chase from Wesley joining us today, and any of our guests. Amen. Any of our guests and visitors. Thank you so much for joining us today. This Wednesday we will have a special prayer meeting, and next Saturday we will have a special Men's Day prayer breakfast, and you're invited to that. And next Sunday we will have a Men's Day. So we thank you so much. And please welcome and receive our men's chorus. They will present special songs for you. And our guest artist today, Brother Jay Tillman, he's going to minister us. Amen. And I know you will enjoy it. I'm just so happy to see these brothers up here. And Brother Dotson. Yeah. Brother Dotson is up here. Amen. Yeah. Representing his dad. God bless you.
Good afternoon, Ebenezer. Good afternoon. I rise to give a in memoriam for one of the brothers we lost this past spring, Brother Tyrone Haywood. Brother Haywood joined Ebenezer, and not long after he joined Ebenezer, he joined the men's chorus. And when he joined the men's chorus, he was a faithful member. No matter what was going on, he faced a lot of medical challenges. So much so that near the end, he was singing with us from the first pew down on out of the choir stand. He would come to practice. He could barely get around, but he didn't let us down. He didn't want to not be with the brethren. He said he enjoyed being with us and praising the Lord. And so we just miss a very special brother that kind of showed us the way that no matter what your circumstances, no matter what's going on, that you want to praise the Lord and be a part of his service. So, in memoriam to our dear brother, Tyrone Haywood.
Good afternoon. Brother Fitzpatrick, will you please join me on the pulpit, please? It's my sincere honor to present this special recognition to Brother Lorenzo Fitzpatrick for his multitude of services that he has offered to the men's chorus and the music ministry at Ebenezer in general. I've known Brother Fitzpatrick since 1982, and there are three things that are constant about him: his love for his family, his love for the music ministry, and his love for living life in its fullness through goodwill and kindness. Our own renowned Virgie Carrington DeWitty must have had Brother Fitzpatrick in mind in 1947 when she penned her acclaimed, "Use Me, Lord," in which she petitioned, "Use me, Lord, use me for thy glory. Use me, Lord, help me tell life's story. Make my will obey, I'll go all the way. Use me, O Lord, I pray." So I ask the brothers, please stand. We stand collectively as we honor Brother Lorenzo Fitzpatrick for being the president of the men's chorus for more than 20 years. As a part of his faithfulness, he was also the co-founder of the Pre-Men's Day musical that we're celebrating over the past 20 years. And he is also the co-founder of the nursing home ministry, as well as a featured soloist for the Ebenezer Men's Chorus. And we present this on this sixth day of August in the year of our Lord, 2023. And it comes from Leroy Davis, the director of the men's chorus, Mr. Isaac Moshe, the minister of music, and Dr. Ricky Freeman, senior pastor.
Knows I'm not a lot about praise. And people brag on me, I tell them, give God the glory. And that's what I'm going to say to you tonight. I appreciate everyone. Appreciate brothers. Appreciate all the words you said. But I'd like to end by saying, give God the glory.
Amen.
Into
I'm glad. God didn't make sunshine. Or he may not let it shine on me. I'm glad. God, he didn't make the raindrops. Or he might forget to water the grain. Oh, I'm glad. Man didn't create me. Oh, he surely would forsake me. Oh, yes, I'm glad. 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 That God, oh, yes, he did. He made me. Look what he did.
He made
about me. promised to come and see about me.
We are in this glad spirit. It's time for glad tithing. God is good and all the time, and I'm glad about it. It's time to give. And although many times giving doesn't feel good, I'm glad that God gives us a chance to give back what he's blessed us with. We will have our prayer. We will walk around. All right, all right. Get your steps. Aren't you glad about it? All right. We're going to have a prayer by Deacon Steele, and then you'll be in the hands of the ushers.
Well, I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord. I'd like to share a familiar phrase with you, and if you know it, won't you say it with me? We sing because we're happy. We sing because we're free. His eye is on the... He watches. Let's pray. God, thank you for this evening, this afternoon of song and praise to you. We've practiced and rehearsed, and what a joyful time. Now, God, we can all participate by giving. Thank you for what you've given to us on the cross through your Son. Lord, we recognize that every good thing we have comes from you. Amen. All the good things we got, and Father, all the bad things we are not. So, Lord, we come to you now. Be with us as we give, and we lift this offering in your name, not for fortune or for fame, but for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to start with both of the outer rows, so if you would please stand up and face the wall, the ushers will guide you down for the offering. Thank you.
church say amen. Amen. Now, our brothers have sounded so good. So good. Now it's part two. Let's give them a hand.
To all of you, thank you so much for being here on today. I'm here to not introduce our featured artist for the day, but more to present him because Brother Tillman is one of our very own here at the church at Ebenezer. And so many of you know we have a running joke that Jay and I, we run in and out of all these churches playing together, and they call us Heckling Jekyll sometimes, or the two blind mice, or whatever you want to call it. But one of my favorite things about Brother Tillman is he is a man of God. Amen. And being here at Ebenezer, I'm so grateful to see all these brothers here because when I came here, these same men have left an impression on both of us. And when I say I think of a man of God, I think of people like Pastor Ricky Friedman and Lorenzo Fitzpatrick and Leroy Davis and Torrance Spears, and I think of all those brothers, and I certainly can say that I think of people like Brother Jay Tillman. And Brother Tillman is currently a rising composer, rising artist, rising pianist, rising organist, and so I'm so happy that Ebenezer has had an opportunity to be the first to debut a lot of his pieces, a lot of his music. A lot of the composition have been debuted right here in this sanctuary. And you know what? That's something to be exciting about. Yeah. Because we can truly say that we've been a part of his journey. And so a dear friend of mine who's currently in the Guinness World Records of being the longest tenured pastor, his name is Reverend D.N. Benford. He leaves this quote with me, and I want to share it with you. It says, "You cannot keep a good man down, and you cannot keep a bad man up." And I'm saying that to say we cannot keep Brother Tillman down because he is indeed a good man of God. Won't you receive now Brother Jay Tillman as he comes in his very own way? Thank you so much, Ebenezer.
Let the church just respond with a rousing amen. 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 I am so honored to be here. I give honor to the Lord for his bringing me here once more and again. I am in love with the Ebenezer Baptist Church. Amen. I truly do. Can we please do me a favor? Can we all just, if you can we stand and give this outstanding pastor a hand? Dr. Ricky Friedman. Come on. Come on, everybody. Let's do that. Come on, men. Can we stand and give this pastor a great pastor? Thank you so much for even approving my being here. And thank you. On your way down, let's just thank God also for Brother Isaac Moshe. Amen. Amen. Now, he said the nice things that they call us. They call us many other things. One of the things that used to hurt my feelings, they used to call us the number 10. And I had asked somebody, I said, what do you mean by number 10? And they said, well, when you guys are standing, see, some of you are laughing too hard. I don't like that. I don't like that already. They said, when you stand next to each other, it's like he's the number one. and you're the zero. I said, you know what? I'll take it. I'll take that. Zero is still a number. All right. Amen. I'm honored to be here, first of all, to present to you some musical things I have put together. But I'm so happy for the one and only Dr. Leroy Davis. His outstanding leadership in and out of the church has inspired me so much. I have taken, did you hear a few moments ago that coming to his presence, singing Hallelujah song we did? I took that to Corsicana. I did a choir and orchestra symposium sort of workshop thing. And I taught them that, and I made the little flute girl play her part, and the little trumpet girl played her part, and the choir got to sing, and they thought I was Beethoven up in there. They didn't know what to do. And I called Dr. Davis. I said, thank you, Dr. Davis, because that was the easiest classical song I could have taught to them. And I thank God for Dr. Leroy Davis, all these great men of God who are standing behind me, who have sang up in this place today. Honestly, I won't be before you long. I see a great friend of mine, Brother Tyrone Mann, is in the house. Come on, Tyrone. Do me a favor. Can you join me on the organ for 1 second? Just let's give Tyrone a great hand of praise. He's played all over this city. And he looks like he knew I was going to call him. You in the spirit. You got your outfit on and everything. And Brother Moshe, can you join me at the piano right quick? Do me a favor. I want you to put me in A flat, please. I came here for the very first time on the fifth Sunday of August in the year 2016. Dr. Quinlan had carried me from Houston Tillerson here that morning. The youth were singing, and she wanted to feature me as a new student of hers. I kept coming back and kept coming back, and one of the first people who embraced, well, let me say one of the first men who really embraced me is no longer with us, and he's recently passed, named Brother Alfred Dotson. Yes. And before we do our musical presentation, I just want to, is it okay if I honor Brother Dotson for just 1 second, if you don't mind? Guys, help me on this, please, if you can. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong.
Sing, Jay.
Oh, my. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. And you know what he told me? That my trials only come to make me strong. If Brother Dotson was here this evening, he would say, I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces, but there were times I felt all alone. Oh yes, but in my very lonely hour, oh yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus lets me know that I am his own. Come on, everybody, help me say it and bring the beat in. Through it all. Come on, man, stand up and go. Mountains, yes, and I thank God for the valleys, yes, and I thank him for all the storms he has brought me through, yes, Lord. And you know what I found out? If I never had a problem, Lord, how would I know that God can solve them? And I never know what faith in his word will do. Come on, man, let's say it. Through it all. Oh, yes, let your voices fill the air. Through. Oh, I've learned. Come on, let me hear you. I've learned. Through it all. stay there in the same key. Let me just sing this. This is in my spirit, guys. I'm going to go to the piano in 1 second. Though the storms keep on raging, my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. There is still a hope that lies within. That's reassured. Do y'all know this old song? As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know He'll lead me safely to that blessed place He has prepared. Oh yes. I want you to sing this part with me. But in the storms don't cease. Yes. My God. And in all the wind. Yes. Keeps on blowing in my life. You know what? My soul has been lifted up. The Lord, yeah. Let me say this for Brother Dawson. I realize that sometime you will be tossed. Hey, hallelujah. By the waves and the currents. But it's in the Word of God. I have a sure enough anchor. And it keeps me. Yeah. No matter how rough the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh Lord, but say it with me. But in. Yes. The storm. God bless you. God bless you. We made a slight change, Brother Isaac and I, to the program. I want to introduce to you a song that I wrote that this choir has sang many times before. The song is called Man of God. Here's the first line. It says, "Yes, I am a man of God." Okay? As a matter of fact, let every man say that. Say, yes, I am a man of God.
Yes, I am a man of God.
Now, the key to this song and that particular lyric is actually not the man of God portion. It's the affirming yes. The scripture is yes, or the rather the line is yes, comma, I am a man of God. Because what happens to us men, I don't know if you know this, ladies, life gets to rolling and we get to going to work every day, and sometime we can become just a number. Every day can roll on. I'm learning as a young man trying to come up in this thing called life that sometimes you can almost kind of be hidden in the press almost of life. And you got to do like David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. You have to tell yourself, I don't care what. You know, they disrespected me on my job. I don't care what they're saying to me. You know, sometime, you know, I'm not married, but they say your wife start talking to you crazy sometime and she make you feel less bad. Is that true? Don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer. Sometime you don't get the respect as a black male that you deserve in this country. And you've got to affirm yourself and say, yes, I don't care what they say. Yes, I am a man of God. I don't care what comes against me. Yes, I am a man of God. I don't care how much money I have. Come on. Yes, I am a man of God. So this song is affirming to every man that would sing it. Yes, I am a man of God. I've gotten to many fights with my musical friends. They say, why you didn't put this song in harmony? For those who don't know anything about music, harmony is when you have three individual parts that fitly join together. They can be sung at the same time, and it's pleasant to the ear, but it's three individual parts. Well, I said to them in response, the reason why I made this song in unison is because if there is anything that black Christian men need to do, come on, somebody. This song is an external gesture to show we need to sing together. We are going to be in one voice. Can we receive the choir singing my composition called Man of God? Conducted by Isaac Moshe. Thank you. Around Austin, Isaac and I, for playing together. Okay. That started here as a tradition at the first musicale he oversaw, that we played Order My Steps together, and that became one of the most famous things for us. And so I was thinking, I said, Lord, what do you want me to play? And something dropped in my spirit that actually Dr. Quinlan had taught me, a song that she taught me called Witness. I want you to say this. Say, I am a witness for the Lord.
I am a witness for the Lord.
Now look at your neighbor and say, let me tell you what he's done for me. Yeah. And see, I come from Church of God in Christ, and we would sing this song and say, you can't tell it Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. And I'm going to ask Isaac to actually join me in this musical presentation. This song by Glenn Burley called Witness. If you know it, sing along and clap your hands with us as we have some church for a few minutes.
Thank you. of righteousness, a place of humility, when the Lord is Lord, and the King of Kings is King, the God.
Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
in the name
of Jesus. Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
come on and rise up,
rise up,
come on and rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
in the name of Jesus.
Stand up,
stand up,
come on and stand up. Come on and stand up,
stand up,
stand up,
in the name
of
Jesus.
Man up,
stand up,
come on and man up,
stand up,
come on and
man up,
man up,
in the name
of Jesus.
Rise up,
come on and rise up,
come on and rise up.
Rise
up
in the name.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Rise up.
There are some things that I do not know, some places I may not go. But of this I am sure, that God is real, and He is real in my soul. And if you know that God is real, certainly you know that God is in this place and wherever we are joined together. Whenever we leave, we always make sure that someone else has the chance of knowing that true God, the God who reigns above and the God who sits and joins us below. Today, Ebenezer, we have been blessed by the male chorus, haven't we? You can do better than that. But no matter how good the male chorus has sung, no matter the words that were printed on a page, no matter how beautiful the accompaniment is, if we leave and do not introduce someone to Christ, that do not know Him in the pardon of your sins, then we've wasted our time here today. So let us stand now as we sing together and offer the invitation, I Surrender All. It is also in your hymns, number 227, hymnals in your 227. And if you are here and you want to know that man, would you come and we'll meet you here at the altar. Let us sing together, church, I Surrender All, number 227. All to Jesus I surrender, let us sing.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give.
His presence daily live.
If you hear, would you come and let us sing that together? One more time, I surrender all wherever you are.
So much. Can you give our men's chorus a hand, if you will? And if you will, as you are seating, would you give Dr. Leroy Davis a hand? As well as our very own brother Jay. I'm going to say his name. His name is Jahazio Tillman. I want to thank Brother Reverend Rashad Glover for standing in on us today, standing in on the drums for us. And I want to thank you all for being here, whether you're joining us in the sanctuary or via technology. I'm so grateful for Dr. Davis and this men's chorus because pre-pandemic, when I was here before, the men's choir would serve beyond the church walls. They would sing at the nursing homes. They would sing at different sort of venues because they were serious about ministry, about spreading the gospel through song. And so I'm grateful for this men's chorus, and thank you all so much. We look forward to seeing you next year. This was our first year bringing back this Men's Day musical. And I think Dr. Davis has done an absolutely wonderful job, and I'm so appreciative of him. And we ask that you would continue to pray for us as we continue to rebuild the music ministry after the pandemic. Things are a lot different now, and so we're hoping and praying that we can eventually get back to the nursing homes, get back to different venues, because as we know, it's just not the same anymore. Again, I want to thank you all for your contributions and for being here today, as well as our pastor, Dr. Ricky Freeman. I teased him and I said, I thought you were singing today. And he said, no, he said he was too tired. And so, with the sermon he preached this morning, I can understand why, because he preached himself happy. So thank you all. Thank you so much. And I'm going home so I can get a cold glass of ice water. I just want a glass because I'm burning up. So all I want is some ice and water. That's it. Thank you so much.
We had a general group of leaders here to give leadership to Men's Day this year. So several of the representatives of our groups formed a committee, and we have worked together. And as we were thinking about the musical, we said that we don't have a lot of men's choruses that are functioning. And we said, well, let's reach out. And we called several churches, and some of them, the men's chorus is not back yet. And then some of them didn't respond. And we just decided that our men's chorus would present an afternoon of worship. And even without all of the guest choruses, we had a wonderful time today praising the Lord. And I want to thank Dr. Leroy Davis. He's the driving force behind the men's chorus, not just for these kinds of presentations, but also each month encouraging the men to come out to rehearsals, leading those rehearsals, and making sure that they're there on Sundays, and just encouraging their participation. So I want to thank him for his service and for his leadership. Give him a hand again, Dr. Leroy Davis. And our minister of music, Brother Isaac Moshe. It's good to have these young men starting out in life, starting out in their careers, dedicated to the church and God's work, and we need to support them. We need to get behind them and push them forward. They are the new generation. Isn't that right? So give Jay Tillman, Isaac Moshe, another hand. And all of these men up here, thank you, brothers, so much for coming. We have a couple of our visiting men visiting with us. All of our guest men, will you stand? Guest choristers, stand up, brother. Thank you, brothers, for sharing, and all of you who are here each month serving the church in so many capacities. We thank you so much for your service and for your ministry to Ebenezer. And it just warms my heart that we were able to acknowledge Brother Lorenzo Fitzpatrick, Brother Fitzpatrick, for his service. Stand up, Brother Fitzpatrick. His wife, Judge Fitzpatrick, is here. We're happy to see her and family who are supporting him for this time. Wave your hand, sister. Amen. And all of our men, thank you so much for serving and for all of our patrons, for giving, all the members, and all of Ebenezer. Thank you, Ebenezer. You supported our men, and we have the same, just about the same level of support that we normally have. We have, you know, the pandemic and everything, but you all came out in this heat and came back, and I didn't sing because I was tired from, this morning, but I didn't attend any rehearsals, and so I don't feel comfortable if you don't go to rehearsal. And then after worship today, Reverend Spears and I went to two hospitals. One of our men who sings with us, Brother Bert Ellison, is in the hospital. So we went by today to see him and have prayer with him. And then Deaconess Betty Hutspeth is in the hospital. So we went by to see them and had prayer with them. And I didn't get a chance to go home and change from this morning. And so we all drained, but it's a good draining because we're drained serving God and giving our time to others. So thank you all so much, beloved. Thank you, ushers and Deacon Street and everybody for helping us make this possible. And Dr. Davis for this beautiful program. He's responsible for the program. Thank you so much and God bless you. I think that's it, right? All right. Let's have the benediction. And by the way, I'm told it's cooler down front. So if you come down front, you. And to all our visitors, thank you again, Pastor Chase and this guest musician. Thank you all visitors for sharing with us today. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather in this sanctuary once again just to bless you and to share in worship through music and through all of the giftings you have poured into Ebenezer and to so many persons who have shared today. Thank you, Lord, for our men's chorus, for Dr. Leroy Davis, for Brother Isaac Moshe, for Brother Jay Tillman. Thank you for how you've gifted them and for their dedication to Ebenezer and to the Church of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, for these wonderful songs. They lifted our spirits. They touched us today and helped us to think about being glad, 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 glad God made us. And thank you, Lord, for the power of that. And thank you, oh God, for putting it in Jay's spirit to sing that song, bringing to mind Brother Alfred Dodson, and who served beyond 100 years in this church and was able to sing through it all. Thank you, oh God, for that testimony and for all that you are doing here at Ebenezer and all that you're doing in this community and all that you're doing in the world. Thank you for this time together. Now we ask your benediction upon us. We pray, oh God, for your spirit to guide us and for the power and presence of your spirit to keep us as we live our lives and serve this day, and even until we have the privilege of meeting again, in Christ's name, amen. He just got the right hand of fellowship today, Brother Doug Andrews, and he's up there with the men singing. Amen.